The College of Visual and Performing Arts here at UNCG has created a collaborative banner project with the Industries of the Blind to bring visual art, something that privileges the sighted and is thought of as inaccessible to those who are visually impaired, to this organization. Six artists have created their works in different mediums based on conversations they have had with employees of the Industries of the Blind. Laura Levin, Michaela Goldsboro, and I, Sydney Pettis, as art historians, had the opportunity to interview Liliana Tita, one of the six artists. Her artwork was based on a conversation she had with Cynthia Hundley. Hundley is one of the employees and one of the only sighted people that work at the Industries of the Blind. Her job is to oversee her coworkers' safety and act as their eyes.
I wanted to ask you, what is the story that you wanted to implicate when the recreation was done?
Well, I basically wanted to not only highlight Cynthia's experiences as a sighted worker at Industry of the Blind, but also all of the other sighted workers, because I didn't know Industry of the Blind was the facility that it is, and I didn't realize that they actually hired blind people, and I also didn't realize that they hired sighted people to assist the blind people. So there's obviously more blind people than sighted, but I wanted to give the sighted people an opportunity to shine, I guess, in that environment, because they do a lot of work.
What is your favorite artist and why?
I have a lot of favorite artists, the ones that went into, like, inspiring this project would probably be, like, I have some Instagram, like, inspiration.
Yes.
So there's an artist called Rana Balka Yulker, and she's an embroidery artist. And she does, like, a lot of embroidered, like, eyes and stuff, like, on different things. So I really liked that, and that kind of inspired me for one of the pieces. There's also an artist called Emilio Villiba, and he had did a study on eyes in a few of his paintings. He's a painter, really well known. But also, like, I'm really into surrealist stuff, so, like, Salvador Dali, love him.
Yes.
He's great. So yeah, definitely, like, a bunch of different vibes going on.
So you get a lot of inspiration from a lot of... That's good.
Yeah.
Is there artists that you may feel like relate to you in your artwork that you create?
That I create outside of this project?
Outside the project.
Yes. There are. I like, I really like clouds, and so I feel like J.M.W. Turner does, like, so many beautiful, like, paintings of just clouds. They're so dreamy, and, like, there's so much drama.
Right.
But also, to get back to, like, illustrations, like, Robin Elsenberg, you guys have probably seen her stuff. She does, like, all the, like, alien girls, and they're, like, all different skin tones. I love that. So yeah, there's just, like, a bunch of different things that I pick and choose from, like, artist-wise.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I was more, like, interested in the kinds of processes that you used to create the artwork. Like, how did you decide where you wanted to start? And what did, how did you decide on the main focus of the piece?
So that was very, very difficult. I started out sketching in my sketchbook, you know, I was basically during the interviews writing down things that Cynthia liked, like trying to understand her as a person, somehow trying to draft up something, and I think that it was starting to be like too literal, and I felt like I was just putting like pieces of things in something that like wasn't gonna fit. So then I decided to scratch all that and switch to collaging, because I feel like that really opens me up, and it can bring it a new meaning. So collaging was definitely, like, it wasn't, like, a final piece in this project, but it helped me get to the final piece. So that was, yeah.
And do you like collaging, or is that something that you often do to kind of like help your, I guess, artistic processes?
Sometimes I definitely use collages to help me. I've been getting way more into collaging just as a medium and like it being like a final like piece. But I mean, a lot of times I sketch. There's just different projects call for different, you know, ways of doing.
And like, how did it feel working with someone who was cited in the Industries of the Blind? Because often, like, the other artists that are in this project, they're working with people who are blind. So how did it feel working with the only sighted person?
It was really interesting. We didn't get to pick who we worked with. We picked from a hat, and I was very lucky to work with Cynthia. It was not what I expected, because obviously coming into this project, I thought that I was going to be working with somebody that was visually impaired. So I was like kind of excited. Not that I wasn't excited to work with Cynthia, because she's an amazing woman, but it was challenging to come up with something for her. Mm-hmm. Because basically the project was creating something through somebody else's eyes. And so my colleagues were able to talk to the people that they were interviewing and come up with something, maybe abstract, maybe something personal. But mine was kind of like, I basically had to ask Cynthia what it was like, you know, helping out a blind person, like, every day. And I felt like it was like interviewing somebody once removed or something like that, you know, like, mm-hmm. I wasn't getting clear insight, so I decided to, like, work just on her experience, and yeah.
My last question is, like, why did you choose eyes to play such a big part in the artwork?
That's a very good question. So that kind of came midway through working on the project. I absolutely wouldn't have thought I would have picked eyes as the centerpiece or whatever. So I was in one of my meetings with Cynthia, and I forget his name at the moment, which is not really good because he's been like helping us out all semester, but basically he's like one of the people in charge, and he came in, he works there at Industry of the Blind, and he came in and gave us a talk about, because he knew it was going to be hard for me, and it was hard for Cynthia to help me, so he talked to us about how I'm supposed to be highlighting what it's like for sighted people working there, and basically said something that stuck out to me, and it was basically like, when Cynthia is in her job, she is acting as their eyes. So when she threads their needle, because they can't, she is their eyes in that moment. So that's what really, like, brought out the eyes for me.
Well, I really like that it's, like, you're still doing something, like, it was embroidery is something that was big in your artwork, and that's part of your job as well. I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
How was your process collaborating with Cynthia?
It was very, very interesting, and it easily was something that, I don't want to say distracting, because, like, it's basically like I made a new friend, right? You make a new friend, you want to get to know them, and we're talking about, like, whatever we're supposed to be talking about, and then we get sidetracked. So it was a lot of getting sidetracked. That was how it was working with Cynthia, which was, like, totally fine, because, you know, I got to learn more about her as a person. She's awesome and really cool. But, yes, there were definitely a lot of information recordings that I got that was not necessarily used in my own research and process as an artist.
Would some of those things have, like, inspired future artworks, maybe?
I'm not sure, because it was more like a day-to-day life. Like, I would just, like, learn about, like, Cynthia's family and, like, what kind of things Cynthia would do, like, every morning, like, her life growing up, like, her children, stuff like that, which didn't really, like, go around working with Industry of the Blind, which was something that they wanted. So, yeah. But it was interesting learning about her.
So how did working with Industries for the Blind make you consider visual forms?
Honestly, I didn't really think about the fact that me being a visual artist doesn't allow people with visual impairment to actually see things, which I don't really like, honestly, because I feel like that is, you know, I don't even know the word for it. I can't think of it
unfair.
At the moment. Unfair, yeah. It's just, I don't know, I wish that there were ways. I feel like 3D art and, like, sculpture you can definitely do, but that's not something that I do. I'm more of a painter, so I don't know, I feel kind of upset that I can't share things with everybody, or they can't experience things.
And feel it in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Art is so, like, you know, it's so, I guess, heavily emphasized on meaning and seeing what you want, and not being able to do that is, it is unfair. It is something that we don't think about every day.
Yeah, and it's, like, y'all's job to, like, basically come up with descriptions and stuff, which is very helpful. I mean, because you can kind of come up with your own understanding of the image, but actually seeing the image for a visually impaired person, I mean, unless they can, like, see a little bit, or, like, depending on the distance they can see, like, they probably won't be able to, unfortunately, see it.
How did this impact your thoughts about accessibility in the arts and in general, and with your work?
Honestly, I don't think that I am going to change much of, like, how I work. I mean, it definitely has been eye-opening. I would like to maybe collaborate with, like, sculptors and, like, musicians in the future, because I think that using your other senses would be beneficial for people that have certain impairments and disabilities. But I mean, as a visual artist, there's not very much that I can do, unfortunately.
And then what themes did you really want to address in your piece?
So I wanted to address the tactility of the material used at Industry of the Blind, because they're sewing a lot, and it's a very, like, factory environment, so that's why I used the thread in some of the pieces. But also, I mean, I feel like anybody that has seen, like, my body of work, they can definitely see that it's, like, my personality in it, and I wish I could have brought more of Cynthia's personality, but it's so hard, like, only having, like, 4, like, 1-hour sessions with a person to really understand their personality. So that's, like, probably one regret, is to, like, put more of her personality into the piece, but it was inspired on her, so.
Yeah. Is that something you'd want the audience to take away from your piece, or is there anything else you'd want the audience to take away from your work? Or your process?
I mean, I feel like it's definitely mostly up to the audience. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I have a speech that I wrote about it that I can send to you guys, so you guys can get a better understanding and maybe fill in some of your questions if I didn't completely get them. But
yeah.
That's great.
Thanks. So overall, like, how do you feel about the artwork itself that you have completed? Like, are you proud? And
Well, it is a thing. It's something that has been critiqued over and over and over again this whole semester, so I'm proud that it is complete. I am not very... I've learned as an artist, when you go into these things and you're making art for somebody, you have to basically take away a lot of the, like, meanings that you put into it as an artist, and it's kind of like a watered down meaning at the end because you want to consider everybody else's thoughts and feelings into it. So is it the piece that I would have picked? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure, to be completely honest, but am I proud of it? I'm happy it's over.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I did it.
Hey.
So how does it feel knowing that you're gonna have this like 8-foot by 10-foot gigantic public facing artwork with your name on it, like by you?
It's an incredible opportunity.
Yes.
I'm super psyched to see it up, and obviously I'm gonna like take pictures in front of it and stuff. But it's also scary because that's just gonna be out there, and everybody that drives on Westgate is just gonna see it, and I don't know what they're gonna think about it. Like, I have no way of knowing, so hopefully they like it.
I think
it's a really like beautiful piece. Like, I really love it.
Thank you.
It's really impactful.
Yeah, and you see it, and you're kind of drawn to it.
I actually added more embroidery to it, so it's actually completely embroidered in that, like, background design now, in, like, various, very desaturated colors.
And, so overall, like, what do you feel like you learned about Cynthia or from her? Like, what is, like, a big takeaway that you had?
That people have different lives, and just how, I mean, like, opportunities that people have, how they grow up, how they get from one place to the other. Like, Cynthia is a very interesting woman because she comes from not a very, like, well-off background, and she has, like, kids that she loves, and she manages to make ends meet, and, she does everything for them, and, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's amazing seeing how strong of a person she is and, like, what she does every day. And then, like, also being so careless as to, like, working at a place like Industry of the Blind. I mean, she's, like, a hero, you know?
Did you know there was the Industry of the Blind before the project?
So, actually, I honestly thought, because I would walk by, or I would drive by, and I would see people that are blind, you know, walking with their sticks or their dogs, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool, this is a school for blind people. That's what I thought. I was like, that's amazing that it's right here in Greensboro, you know? And then, like, I find out that it's actually, like, a work opportunity for them, which is even better, because, I mean, I never thought about how, like, they don't really get opportunities to be employed at all. So it's amazing, and it's been around since the 1930s, which I thought was even crazier.
Right.
That's like the Great Depression, like, and they are still like making things happen.
Right. That's amazing.
How do you think like your project and like this whole project as a whole will impact Industry for the Blind and the public, seeing as you didn't even know much about Industry for the Blind?
I hope that my piece and my colleagues' pieces all allow people that see them to realize what Industry of the Blind really is and what it stands for. And they're actually also making a cafe in the building. Like, that's going to be a little part of it. And that should actually happen around the same time that our pieces go up. So I think that there is definitely a want to be more interactive with the public coming from them. So I think that's exciting. From my understanding, I'm pretty sure she either is a high school graduate or, like, had dropped out of high school. And because she had her first daughter, and she has two daughters. And I believe she might have a son. I'm not 100% sure. I think he's, like, younger. Yes, I think she does, because they play, like, fetch and stuff. Like, they play sports. She really likes sports. She loves gardening. She, like, she's, we have a lot in common, but we come from, like, different backgrounds. It's really interesting. She likes music. She's, I don't know, I mean, I feel like you guys would know a lot more if you, like, went through our recordings and stuff and, like, listened to the conversations. Because that's, like, word for word. Like, her describing her life to me.
And when you did interviews with her, did you go to Industries of the Blind? Like, did you get to see, like, what it was like what their environment was like?
I got to walk through the facility where all the magic is done, which is really cool, like all the factory parts, but the interviews took place upstairs in the office environments. So we would basically borrow somebody's office for about 45 minutes to an hour, and we would have conversations, and yeah.
So did, I know you had discussed some of your inspirations before, but did embroidery kind of come first, or the fact that a lot of their work at Industries for the Blind go around that? Did that influence you, or was it kind of a little bit of both?
So, I come from a family of artists, and my sister's a fiber artist, my mother's a seamstress, so I had already been messing around with embroidery, and initially when we went to meet everybody involved, I had jokingly mentioned that I might embroider on the canvas. It was just a joke. I didn't realize, like, I would actually be doing it. Because a lot of my first drafts and stuff, especially, like, in the collaging process, like, I wasn't even thinking about, like, embroidering anything. But it definitely came, like, later, because I wanted to make that connection with the work and tactility. Yeah.
Is there a title of the artwork?
No. I actually have a very hard time titling any of my art pieces. So no, I typically have other people name them for me. It's
right.
Really bad, but, yeah.
So if you could name this, like, anything you wanted, what would you name this? What would the title of this artwork be?
That's a very hard question. I feel like it needs to have some thought put into it, but I might overthink it.
Like, now you can see. But isn't that, like, a movie already?
Now you see me.
Okay. Is it copywritten?
No, we can do that.
I don't know. Maybe something about see together.
Thank you for, like, coming and talking with us. I feel like it's really important to talk about accessibility and, you know, stuff that we don't think about every day and learning about new people and their experiences also.
Yeah, we really appreciate you spending the time with us and talking about your process and how you've spent your time with Cynthia and the whole great opportunity that this university has had with Industry of the Blind. Yeah, and it sounds like you've had a really, really great experience overall.
I feel like we really do appreciate this and giving, you know, another outlook on something from your standpoint, you know.
Thank you guys for having an interest and for interviewing me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.